Jack of News, you need to know. You need to know now.
Pretoria and Polokwane up to 27 degrees tomorrow, Johannesburg 26, Mahikeng 25. We start with some good news. The Proteas beat Afghanistan in their ICC trophy match just a few minutes ago by 107 runs. We'll keep you posted on that throughout the course of the weekend. But for now, other matters. The alleged Western Cape extortion kingpin, Yanga Nyalara, is among seven suspected criminals who were shot and killed during a police shootout in the Eastern Cape yesterday.
Police were pushed off the road and they tried to stop those cars. And as a result, the three vehicles shot at police. Then a shootout ensued.
National Police Commissioner Fani Masemola confirmed that Nyalara had previous run-ins with the law on charges including murder, rape, extortion and robbery. He did welcome the arrest of one suspect in the Zanzu nightclub torture case, though. Authorities have been on the lookout for at least eight suspected foreign nationals following the social media sharing of videos depicting the sexual and physical abuse of young men, allegedly by bouncers at the Pretoria nightclub.
Police will continue to investigate this matter and are confident that there will be necessary breakthroughs as we move on.
And a Pick and Pay and an illegal gambling business were shut down at the Blue Valley Shopping Centre in Centurion today. The Pick and Pay's kitchen was filled with cockroaches and the gambling business operated under the guise of an internet cafe. Mayor Nasipi Moya shared the news on X as Selaki Ledwaba reports.
From a noisy scene, Moya posted this video saying the gambling activity is illegal and that the police started an investigation. She also thanked the residents who tipped off the relevant authorities.
Then to Johannesburg, the Minister of International Relations, Ronald Lamola, says that South Africa has taken note of the key discussions and inputs from the G20 foreign ministers meeting in Johannesburg today. He chaired the session at NASREC and says contributions will help shape South Africa's priorities and high-level deliverables in 2025.
First G20 foreign ministers meeting under South Africa's presidency was historic, as it was the first G20 foreign ministers meeting on the African continent. Express support for the theme of South Africa's presidency of G20, which is solidarity, equality and sustainability.
He emphasized that all views expressed by foreign ministers will be considered as discussions continue. And finally, UNISA's Vice Chancellor and Principal, Puleng Lenkabula, says Africans need to invest in their indigenous languages to create more economic value for those languages. She spoke today at International Mother Language Day at an event at UNISA in Pretoria.
It's the role of universities to be at the center of projecting languages, including in national policy, in budget systems, in teaching and innovation.
That's it from the news desk for today. From myself, Malina Fischer, and the rest of the team, enjoy your weekend. I got
everything that you need. The playlist for your weekend, the Jacaranda FM Party Night.